word will give you wisdom for tomorrow. Today, His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know He's sovereign in His ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider His word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Every week it is such a joy for us and a blessing to us to have you join us as we study the Word of God together. You know, the Consider His Word program was designed to help you understand better what God says in His Word. And what a great study we've been having the last couple of months. And I realize this has been kind of a long, extended study. And maybe you're joining us today for the first time on this program. We've been studying in Psalm 119. Where the Bible uses the little phrase, thy word. And we've been taking the time to go through and study every single one of them. We're almost done. We've got just a couple weeks left, and we'll be coming to the end. Some 30 times, actually more than that, some 35 times, the Scripture uses thy word in Psalm 119. Now, that's a lot of them. And it would tell us that Psalm 119 is certainly about the Word of God. And then there's one more in the Psalms, and we'll take a look at it, that too, that comes in another psalm that comes a little bit later. It's actually over in Psalm 138, and we'll be looking at it also. I think it's worth taking some time to look at it as well. So if you have your Bible, I'll encourage you to join with us and find Psalm 119. It's the longest chapter in the Bible, 176 verses. I once saw a man sit in a church and quote this whole psalm word for word. Have you ever memorized a whole chapter of the Bible? Memorize some shorter chapters, but not like this one. Psalm 119, 176 verses. Today, we're going to be looking at Psalm 119 and verse 161. Psalm 119, verse 161. Now, we're coming up close to 20 parts in this series. If you'd like to hear some of the earlier messages and some of the earlier broadcasts, you can go back and find them at our website at www.considerhisword.org. And I'd encourage you to go and take a look at that. While you're there, we'd love to hear from you. Click on the link that says Contact Us, and right from there you can send us an email and send us a note. And you know what we would really love to hear is where you're hearing this broadcast today. You can do it from a computer, you can do it from your laptop, you can do it from your iPad or whatever you have, or you can even do it from your phone. But send us a note. We would love to hear from you. So go to the website, www.considerhisword. Go look at some of the earlier broadcasts. There's a number of other things there that you can look at. Some great Bible resources there for you. But then also send us a note. It would be such a blessing to us to hear from you today. So let's get to the scriptures. Psalm 119, verse 161. Now, it's important for us to understand the context of this verse. Let's read the verse first. The psalmist wrote, "Princes have persecuted me without a cause, but my heart standeth in awe of thy word." Let me read it again. "Princes have persecuted me without a cause, but my heart standeth in awe of thy word." When we go back and look at the life of David, we can see many times when he was being persecuted. Early on, it was by Saul, who chased him all over the countryside, trying to catch him. Saul hated David Now, initially, Saul loved David. But when they began to sing the song about David, and they would sing the song, Saul has slain his thousands, David has slain his 10,000s. Then they began to get concerned about that, or Saul began to get concerned about that, and several times he tried to kill David. Now he's chasing him all over the countryside and persecuting him, chasing him over the hills and through the valleys, all through the southern parts of Israel. David would go and try to hide out, and even a couple of times David had opportunity to perhaps take Saul out, and he didn't do it. But I'm sure under Saul that he felt greatly persecuted. There was another time later in David's life that he was also persecuted. This time it was by his own son, Absalom. Absalom had come to town and actually tried to take over the throne, and for a short time had chased David out of town. David's followers and his servants, he also began to persecute them, and eventually God gave David his throne back. And we're not sure exactly under what condition it was that David wrote this psalm, where he said, "Princes have persecuted me without a cause, but my heart standeth in awe of thy word." Now, let me ask you this. Have you ever felt persecuted? Perhaps persecution would come from your own family when you got saved, when you began to follow Christ, and maybe at times when you tried to take a stand for the truth of the word of God and take your stand for the Lord Jesus Christ, people in your own family began to tease you and to persecute you in some way. Maybe they even tried to cut you off and wouldn't have anything to do with you. Or maybe persecution came from friends. I know when I began to walk with the Lord as a student in high school, that some of the guys that I used to hang out with began to make fun of me and tease me because I was carrying a Bible and I was telling them about the gospel of Christ. And you know, I don't consider it all that serious. Certainly it hurt. These were guys that were my friends, or I thought they were. And then when I began to take a stand for Christ, they began to tease me and give me a hard time. It was during those years that I began to adopt Romans 1:16 as my life verse. "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's the power of God unto salvation to the Jews first and also to the Greeks." And I would stand not ashamed, and yet sometimes the persecution was come. Maybe it comes from coworkers, people that see you maybe when you pray or when you open a scripture and read the Bible or something like that, and they begin to persecute you in some way. Certainly David felt persecuted, and we have these little persecutions, but you know, it's nothing like what people suffered in the time of Christ or even shortly after. Well, people were being arrested, and people were being beaten, people were being just persecuted in all kinds of ways. I want to read a passage of scripture that always impresses me about the faith of these people when they stood up for the gospel of Christ. I want to read quite a bit. This is from Hebrews chapter 11. Now, Hebrews chapter 11 is known as a great chapter of faith, the hall of fame of faith. But listen to what happened to these guys, these men and these women. This is Hebrews 11. I'm going to start reading in verse 32 and down to the end of the chapter. "And what shall I say more say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and of Barak and of Samson and of Jephthah, of David also and Samuel and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise, God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect." Notice how they stood for their faith. Now, we've not ever faced that kind of persecution. But I want you to notice now what David did. And it's something that we can do and you can do also. Let's go back to the scripture. Psalm 119, 161. Princes have persecuted me without a cause, but my heart standeth in awe of thy word. I want you to notice where he was looking. He was looking at the word of God. And he said, I stand in awe of thy word. You know, though the persecution was there, and I don't mean to take away from that, those things hurt and those things were serious. But when David would sit down and think about his life, and he began to think about the persecution coming from the outside as he opened the Word of God and began to read the scriptures and read the promises of the Word of God and perhaps the prophecies of the Word of God, there he found comfort. And there he found encouragement. When those times comes, when we're persecuted, and it does not come to us now as seriously as it did in the Bible. I mean, we're not fearful of death. We can have church on Sunday, and we're not worried about being arrested or being beaten by the government or by someone else. We can worship freely, and I thank God for that. And I know sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it's hard to handle the things that people say and the hurtful things that people say. But listen, do this. Run to the Word of God. Run to the Word of God. He said that I stand, he said, my heart standeth in awe of thy word. And as you open the Word of God and you begin to read the scriptures, in those scriptures, find the comfort of the Word of God. Find the comfort of the voice of God. And listen, God will take you to the verses. He'll take you to the places that he can minister to you and that he can help you. And in those verses and in those passages of scripture, he will encourage you. In other words, he will build you up so that you know you can stand against whatever comes against you. Read Ephesians 6. Put on the armor of God. He said that we can withstand the wiles of the devil. And even if the devil comes, we can stand up against him and against whatever persecution comes. And get into the Word of God. He said, I stand in awe. You know what that means is that the Word of God would take his breath away. As he sat, and often, certainly David, we know, had the law, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. He had the Pentateuch. And as he would read those, he would turn his face toward heaven and find them to be, hang on, awesome. It's a word we use often, and I'm afraid sometimes we misuse the word. But truly, awesome is something that would take your breath away. And he said, I stand in awe of thy word. Now listen, for this to happen, you've got to be in the Word of God. Every day, open the Word of God. Not just when the persecution comes, and it may come. You know, when it happens, I would recommend that you go and read the Psalms. Read the things that David said about the persecution that he was under. And in David, find encouragement and help from him. Now, it's there, but you're going to have to go read it. Nobody's going to spoon feed it to you. You're going to have to go dig it out for yourself and open the Word of God and read it. Spend minutes every day. Start your day reading the Word of God. And in the Word of God, you'll find your help. You'll find your encouragement. And you know what? You'll find exactly what you need from God. He's like that. Our time is gone today. I appreciate you joining us. Get into the scripture. God bless you. Consider his word.